Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's Friday night. It's 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. on the Pacific side. And every Friday, we do a radio show with a great friend of ours. His name is Jean-Luc. And this is a really exceptional radio show. Number one, we're starting September. So I don't know how many radio shows we're up to, like 360-something or maybe 361 or something like that. But that's not the important part. The other important part is we've had hurricanes on both coasts, and we both survived. And many times we do the radio shows with Jean-Luc and I from wherever he is. And today he happens to have his biggest fan and, like some other... So Diane is a one-person fan club. That's all you need is one Diane, but they are having a party on their boat, and there's some other people around as well. And we're not going to make them, you know, go crazy like Diane, because I don't think that's possible. But the reality is if we have if there's some background noise, it's Diane and everybody else having some fun doing one more Jean-Luc party. His birthday was somewhat recently, last Friday, I think it was his birthday. And we celebrate Jean-Luc for many reasons. Number one, he's a good guy. Number two, he's had a heart transplant. That's not something that most people have been through. Number three, we've been through a lot of things on Building Fortunes Radio. We've been in hurricanes on a sailboat. We've had seals on a dock, which is hard for a French guy to say and for you to understand. We've had...
A duck.
Yeah, we've had seals on a duck or a dock. Both are pretty talented, but anyway, we've done a lot of different things. We've had earthquakes. We've had fireworks. We've had really a lot of cool things happening, and I really don't – this is the – but I'm going to share with you, I think this is one of the first times in my life here in Florida. Now, we've had air conditioning go out a couple of times, but our air conditioner stopped working today. And so we're kind of experiencing that over in Florida. So it's kind of hot and kind of muggy and all that sort of stuff as well, but we'll get through it. But the reality is there's no use complaining because there's a lot of other people in far worse situations. And we're going to talk about whatever Jean-Luc wants to talk today about on his own radio show. So Jean-Luc, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Peter. I like the introduction. I think we are tonight the 361 radio show. And it's the first time we do a radio show in the middle of a party, you know?
That's true.
We never done that. We try to do something
that is so
new
true.
Each time. Sometimes the boat is attached to a duck, and I said to Diane to be quiet, but I think it's mission impossible.
Yeah, I think so. That's okay. We like the background noise anyway. So I'm on the Eastern Coast. You're on the Pacific side. And we talk about everything from whatever we want to talk about. Sometimes it's health and nutrition and politics and the environment and all the other crazy stuff going on. And you had mentioned something to me before we started the radio show about, Peter, do you know what happened in Las Vegas? And I don't know. So
yes,
you might want to educate us and the Building Fortunes radio listening audience.
Yeah, it's something happened during the Hillary hurricane.
Oh, Hurricane Hillary.
Yeah. Hillary is very bad, you know. But when it's an hurricane, I say the hurricane is maybe better than Hillary herself. Okay, the first one. But in Las Vegas, here we have nothing. We prepare. We set up. Double tie on a boat and all of this and help some friend around and some people who are not here. I set up many boats and my friend here, Clint, helped me. We set up many boats, but everything was okay. We just have a small rain on Monday and Tuesday, but in Las Vegas it's totally different. because my son sent me pictures. The street was underwater. You take a normal car, Peter, and I saw some guys, they were sitting on the top of the car, and you see only the top. And he was sitting on the top because if he was in time, maybe he would drink on a car. Yes,
wow.
So much water. Yeah.
So you said something. You said something that began with the letter S was underwater. What was that?
S was underwater. Who is
cars,
S?
Cars,
yeah, you
said. He said cars, Peter.
Cars.
Your car? His car?
No, not my car. In Las Vegas, I don't live in.
No,
Las
I know,
Vegas.
But your son's car, or other people's cars?
No, not my son. He sent me pictures. You have pictures on Facebook, on TikTok, and all of this. We saw on the picture a guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting on the top, outside, on the top of his car. And the car is completely underwater.
Wow.
You have maybe 1 foot on the top is not underwater, and where is the guy sitting? We saw another one, it's funny, we saw another one, the guy is kayaking on the street in Las Vegas on a street in Las Vegas, the guy is kayaking. Me, I kayak here on the ocean, but the guy, he was kayaking on the street in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Do you hear me? Yeah? Okay.
I do.
I think now the Lac Mead is completely full or maybe overthrown. Not yet. My friend, he said, no, not yet. Why? Why is not?
Why isn't it full?
Yeah.
Because it would take a lot of runoff to produce enough water to fill up Lake Mead. And they have to fill up the Lake Powell above that before they're going to let more water come down Lake Mead or whatnot. And then there's in the Rockies, they didn't have as much snowfall as the Sierras. And that's what primarily feeds Lake Mead and whatnot, the runoff from the Rockies or whatnot is where the tributaries come out and fill up the lake. And they didn't have quite the season that the Pacific did as far as the Sierra, as far as snowfall.
Yeah, what does he say?
Yeah, we can hear him good. So we can hear him very well.
Better than me. You have an accent, too. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
He have an English accent.
Well, it came up, but it just came up a little bit.
So did the hurricane fill up the reservoirs? Because I know that you guys have been having some kind of a drought out there.
Wait, which one are you talking?
The ones over in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas or the reservoir in California?
Well, everywhere. I know certain parts of California got little rain. Some parts of California got more. But did it help with the drought situation as far as the reservoirs and the dams?
Nope. Not much. The reason why is because the ground isn't saturated because it's a desert. So when you get a bunch of rainfall, it doesn't have time to absorb into the land, and it just runs right off. And so when you get a bunch of rain in a place that doesn't have a lot of rainfall primarily, it runs straight off. And that's why you get flash floods and runoff like that.
Here in Ventura, we have all the ocean, it was brown for at least something 1 mile from the shore going to out. It was completely brown. When it's this, it's because, my friend explained, it's because they wash off the ground, the dirt go on the ocean, the harbor was completely brown. But worse than that, you have a band around for 1 mile, and all of this was dirt from, because here you have many, many fires, and no tree, no grass, no nothing, and they wash off the ground and put everything on the ocean. But the worst, was Las Vegas because apparently my son, he lived in Las Vegas for, 10 years now. He said, we never saw that in Las Vegas.
Right.
The strip and all of this was underwater.
Yeah, so it's got to run somewhere. So eventually, does it wind up in the reservoirs or no?
This I don't know. I don't live in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Some go
right.
in the reservoir, but some go also go away and wash the ground, which is not good.
A lot of people they because we don't live close to nature anymore, they don't understand the power of water. Like a small amount of water is, you would think it's just a couple of inches, but I mean, or even a foot of water could be devastating as far as pushing people around, pushing cars, all that sort of stuff as well. So a lot of people based on their ignorance because they don't live close to nature anymore. They deal with all that sort of stuff. So it's kind of crazy.
We are close to nature.
Yeah, you're close to water, right?
We have duck, we have seal, we have bird and fish and sometimes we have the purple inside the arbor. And one day we have a whale inside.
Oh wow!
And
wow.
We know the power of water and the wind, all of this, because we live with that.
That's
right.
Not the first
so,
happened 10 years ago, too.
My friend, he said it happened
10
years ago in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the very interesting thing. It has a little bit, I think, to do with the mental instability of a lot of people in today's society. They blame all this stuff on climate change that is being produced by human beings.
Yeah.
And they're mental. Like, these people are mental. They think that all of these things are happening because, like, the only source of all of this climate change is by your gas combustion car or my incandescent light or my gas stove.
My friend would say, wait until the next volcano pulls some stuff on a sky.
They don't even think about volcanoes. They don't blame it on volcanoes.
No,
it all has to do with. So
they didn't think.
The mental illness.
didn't think at all. You know what? I was talking with someone recently, and he said to me, "Yeah, but the CO2." I said, "Okay, let's do something smart." We, as a human being, put the CO2 on the atmosphere, okay? This is correct. But if we go to zero CO2, what happens? We all dead because we breathe, we exhale CO2. When you breathe, you put CO2 on the atmosphere. Now, even with what we do, what we breathe, and all the animals, put CO2 in the atmosphere. This is emission, okay? Now, on the other side, you have the trees, the grass, the culture, and all of this we grow, eat the CO2. And if you want to be smart, you need to look at the emission on one side, the absorption on one side, and what is the residue at the end? Because what is at the end is maybe just a little bit of CO2, which, by the way, we need because you breathe, because you have CO2. We are doing, as a diver, I was doing an exercise at the club, and many people was doing the same exercise. You are in a pool. You take hyperventilation, meaning you put a lot of oxygen and air inside your lungs, and you jump on the water, and you go and you try to cross the pool completely on a longer part and without to breathe. But if you
have make a strong hyperventilation and you don't have CO2, you suddenly forget you need to breathe and you stay on a pool. For that, we are doing this with someone who was watching everyone doing it, because the CO2 in your lungs suddenly activates the fact to say, hey, I need to breathe. And you go out of the water and you start to breathe. But if you don't have CO2, you can stay and you can die in a pool.
Well, that's obviously true. So we have people like Bill Gates trying to eliminate CO2. We have, and Bill Gates should be smart enough. We have Joe Biden, who probably is getting a kickback on his, you know, $2 billion that he's doing to get some machines to pump CO2 out of the atmosphere. I mean, these people are stupid and sick. Like, what's wrong with these people? Like, what is wrong with these people?
Joe Biden has kickback from everywhere.
Everywhere. Just crazy.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
So the challenges that we face is, you know, because there was a hurricane in California and all the stuff that happened with Burning Man Village and all that sort of stuff as well, and everybody's going to point to climate change and everything is so horrible because of climate change and all the other sort of stuff that's going around. We have a mass emotional hysteria amongst the mentally ill. And unfortunately, there's a lot of them, Jean-Luc. I don't know what the number is.
The Burning Man is a good example of that, because what these people are going all together to do what? To make to burn a man is not a real man. It's a statue of a man, but he means something. And these people have been under the water and many of them, I think you have 73,000 people was in this event, and many of them cannot move and was glued to the flood and all of this in this area. Yes, you cannot get out, like Diane said.
Even how rich they are, they still can't get out.
The what?
I said, even how rich they are, they still can't get out. I take, and they over there stuck.
Yeah. I take people, rich people, and why they do something, Burning Man.
Right. Well, if you, I know you're a big fan of Mike Adams. If you listen to Mike Adams, he did a podcast on the whole thing that they do over in Burning Man, all of which we won't even discuss here because it's absolutely disgusting. But the stuff that they do over there is just insane. And, you know, the idea that I don't get it. Like, it's society is broken down over a lot of the things that they do over there. So, having said that, what else do you want to reference on this radio show?
Talking about something crazy, I heard that Kaiser Permanente now push the kids, 3 years old kids, to choose his own gender.
Wow.
Have you heard about that?
No, I'm not surprised. Yeah.
Kaiser Permanente.
You know, these people are mentally ill. There's one thing that Donald Trump and his being elected in 2016 did. It shined a spotlight on all the people that are mentally ill. Like, literally. Like, people are nuts. Like, you lived in darkness before, and now the whole censorship thing, the whole woke thing, the whole expansion of the LGBTQ, whatever the hell comes next thing is, the whole college culture, the whole everything really just shone a light on a part of our society that was kind of like there, but we really weren't like seeing it as much. But Donald Trump definitely broke a lot of things. I was having a political conversation with somebody who it's the spouse of somebody who used to do a radio show with us. And I'll just leave it at that. But she's on the opposite side of the political equation when it comes to Donald Trump. Like she thinks, like, and I said, you know, in reference to this stuff, I said, you know, the stuff that's going on with Donald Trump is just insane. You know, they're trying to indict him, everybody that was around Donald Trump. If you mentioned T-R-U in a sentence, I think the algorithms find you and they put you in jail. Like, so anything close to T-R-U, if they think you're going to say M next, they're going to wind up, you know, suing you, putting you in jail or whatever. And take a look at all the stuff that they did with the January 6th thing. And she, and by the way, I agree with her. I'm going to say almost everything else, health, nutrition, FTC, CDC, FDA. I mean, she's fighting for homeopathy, all that sort of stuff. It's just the Donald Trump thing. She's like, he knew what he was doing, and he was trying to unseat our government, and January 6th was horrible and planned and blah, blah, blah. He incited this. And I just like, oh, my God. Like, you really want to kill this guy because of what happened with January 6th. There were a million people marching, and some people went crazy. And I think that was actually allowed to happen and probably even planned to happen. And
maybe we need to watch the video released by Tucker Carlson.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing. And then she's like, he was trying to make Mike Pence – you know, do something that Mike Pence can't do, and he should go to jail for that, and basically deserves to be convicted. And I'm like, listen, you know, all of us knew that Mike Pence couldn't do what he was being asked to do. It was some high-strung Hail Mary pass, and Mike Pence did what Mike Pence was supposed to do. But the reality is Donald Trump wasn't saying, go hang Mike Pence. I mean, he was saying, you know, let Mike Pence feel a little bit of this pain a little bit, you know, because he's not standing up for me, you know, because he's a political, if you will, regular person who's just part of the establishment. But the reality is that Mike should, but I'm telling you, she thinks that Donald Trump should rot in jail because he was part of the insurrection, and they were going to try to overturn the government. And I'm like,
but,
listen.
But he don't have insurrection because all these people have been invited by the police, and all of this have been organized.
Their part is that if it wasn't for Donald Trump amassing all of those people, there would have never been that huge crowd, which means you would have never had those few people that did whatever and blah, blah, all that sort of stuff as well. And I said, people that are planning on overthrowing the government, don't you think they at least pack a lunch? Like, don't you think? Like, they bring, like, snacks and bottled water, or maybe even
a food and all of this.
Yeah, maybe a food truck. Like, don't you think they're planning this out a little bit more? Like, I really do think so. They would, if Donald Trump was planning an insurrection to have this take over the government for good, I really think more people would have packed a lunch. Like, it was over. It was over.
What does he say? What does he say about Biden? Filling the election. What does she say?
Can't even. No, elections are fair. Elections aren't stolen. Yeah. All that sort of stuff. All that stuff. Just the whole Michael. Like, if you say Mike Lindell and go look at Frank's speech, oh no, that's not real. That doesn't happen. Election fraud, election machines, whatever. And even if you say, you know, and it wasn't just this election. It's been lots of other elections. I'm pretty convinced that Al Gore had his election stolen from him. You know, you needed George Bush's brother, Jeb, to be able to pull that one off by a few hundred votes. Like, Jeb, I need a favor. Like, you know, Al Gore is going to win this one. I need you to kind of cover for me. So, but the reality is I bet you Al Gore won, but George Bush kind of figured it out. You know, I'm sure there's some corruption, lots of things. The Kennedy elections.
Yeah, the whole thing.
But the reality is...
Peter, I have a good friend of mine. We are friends for 25 years, and I can be friends with any people and any political party. And she said to me, because I sent information about what happened in La Haina, you see, in Maui, and she even didn't look the information, and because he have a picture of Joe Biden, on the front, she says, stop to send me this bullshit. Joe Biden is the best president the U.S. has never had. She trusts that.
Yeah.
She trusts completely that. Okay? And I say, think by yourself, because she's completely brainwashed by the fake news and all of this stuff. She listens and she reads every day, and she thinks Joe Biden is the best president of the U.S. Many people, and me included, think he's the worst one the U.S. has never had. And like Trump said, if you take the five worst presidents of the U.S. and you add up everything bad they have done, they didn't arrive to the knee of Joe Biden, you know?
Yep. Yep. So it's crazy. So I'm not sure what you want to reference or what you want to talk about next, but I know you have friends there and you're having a party. So if you want to talk about anything else, we can. Otherwise, you can cut it short and go back to your party. This way you can spend some time with your friends.
No, it's okay. They left. They left me alone. They make noise at the beginning and they left me. And say, okay, Zolik have his radio show. What I learned this week, the worst is what happened with the kids. Oh, yeah, recently the governor of Hawaii say now the people missing in Lahaina is only 65 people, which I don't trust. And my friend who was here lived 25 years in Hawaii and Maui and all of this. And he said, no, this is covert because these people want to grab the land and they want to build buildings. And these people who are living, especially in this area, don't want to sell because the land, they have it from their father or grandfather or grand-grandfather, and they have it for generation, and they want to keep it. And now, say something like this happened, and with all the corruption behind, we have talked last week, and many people, I was talking with different people who have been, I never been to Hawaii or Maui, and some people have been. I was talking this afternoon, and they say, yeah, is a land grab by the promoter and some people, and maybe inside the promoter you have a governor and other people who have interest, something like this happen.
Yeah, well, the people from Hawaii have had their land stolen from them a few times, and this is going to be one more. This is going to be one more. So it's a shame. I was talking to a gal in Hawaii, and she was saying that a lot of people are very strong. They want to try to keep it together, but they're afraid. And they're afraid that the wildfires will happen again or the volcano will happen again. So there's a lot of people that are actually choosing to leave. They're like, we're done with this. Like, the wildfire's too much. The tsunami's too much. We're leaving. So they're moving to other parts of Hawaii or leaving Hawaii forever because, you know, Hawaii's a couple of islands. So they're moving to the bigger island or they're moving away or they're not going to deal with this stuff anymore. They're done. Like, some people are just emotionally frazzled and they're done and they're leaving. And unfortunately, I think that's where the other people are going to be able to move in. So between the government and all the insurance companies and all the land grabs like you had referenced and the celebrities and everybody else trying to grab that money or grab that land. And what I had just referenced, I'm afraid that part of Hawaii is gone. Like it's probably gone. It's just a matter of time. It's like what's going on with the Ukraine. You know, they're bombing and bombing and bombing and bombing and bombing. What's going to be left? What's going to be left? I mean, there's not going to be anything there anymore. So as a result of that section of Hawaii, I think now it's just a matter of time. 2 years from now, we're going to be talking about the developments that they've built and all those small people that have no power are going to be squished out. So it's just a matter of time.
They already tried to evict the people and to grab the land. Already.
Yeah, I know. It's absolutely insane. Well, guess what? We're running out of time.
This is criminal.
Yep.
This is criminal.
Well, I hate to say it, that's the way that these people do things. So it's the way that it is. Okay, well, guess what? We're done with our radio show. I want you to
look at different events who happened, the same thing, you know, 9-11,
Sandy Wood and many others, and they don't care to kill people.
I know. Well, and we are coming up to 9/11. What, in a couple of days? Today's almost the 9th, so in a couple of days. Monday is the 11th, I suppose. Mm-hmm. So we're, you know, that's another thing. And I bet you Joe Biden kind of blows off 9/11 as well, which is super-duper sad. So it is, you know, it's the way it is.
Yeah,
we'll just maintain the destroyers.
9, 10, yeah, it's Monday, yeah.
It's a Monday, mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's
going
to be...
Joe Biden gave us 700 bucks per household. What do you do with $700? If you're in family four or five, you cannot go 1 week with $700.
Yeah.
And he gives billions of dollars to Ukraine and billion of dollars illegal immigrants. Oh, have you seen what the New York mayor, Adams something, say about immigrants?
Yeah, he says he's had enough.
Yeah, he says
he can't handle anymore.
These immigrants will destroy New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he prepares people for anything in New York will go down because they cannot fund all the government service in New York. But
yeah,
what
New
is
York
true?
Is...
It's the first time we are a Democrat saying something true. Because immigrants arrive in New York from all around the planet.
Yeah. What's going to happen is some New Yorkers are starting to get pissed. So they're starting to see the ramifications of that. Because New Yorkers, like what they're doing with the kids in the schools, I mean, the migrant kids, and if you're a kid, you know, to be fair, if you're a kid, I mean, it's not really your fault. You probably didn't have many choices on what happened to get you here. But if you're a migrant kid and then you're in a school in New York and you're pushing out the regular kids, or you're a migrant kid and you don't have to get vaccinated, but all these other kids have to be vaccinated to go to school, you know, it's not fair. And I know that life's not fair.
And to wear a mask, and
right.
Because now they are pushing a mask again.
Yep. So the reality is that New Yorkers are getting pissed. So, you know, they're not afraid to speak out. So
many
we'll
many
see.
People are pissed.
And,
do you see Woody Whooper? She have two jab, two booster, two time, meaning she have four booster, four jab, and she have a COVID-19 again, because it's the second time or the third time she have a COVID-19. And she was, you have a video of her at home wearing a mask. She's alone on her home, and she wears a mask. Is not that completely crazy?
Wow. Oh, mentally ill. Yeah, they're mental. Anyway, so on that note, Jean-Luc, we're done with our radio show. You have a good evening. I'm going to try to do some things to cool down my house over here since we have no electricity. And
okay.
We are going – no, I'm sorry, we have electricity. We just don't have an air conditioner. So as the air conditioner guy shows up tomorrow of course, he's not going to have the part, because who has parts for things that they sell? So
Saturday
we'll probably be without. Yeah,
who,
and Saturday and Sunday, you know, it's going to take. And then, of course, even though Amazon would deliver the part, the next day the factory that is probably the parts factory is closed because, of course, air conditioners never break before the weekend, so they don't fucking care. So having said that, we'll figure it out. But we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Jean-Luc, enjoy your evening. Bonsoir. And
bonsoir,
not too much red now. Yeah, have fun with your party. I'll catch you later. Thank you.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.